I'm gonna make a better video about this later with the same background, but I just want to say something real quick. People often talk about the spectrum and intelligence and IQ and a lot of things, and I want to kind of just share like a life model that I like to use. And this picture is a really good representation of how a lot of things work. This is a bell curve. The spread of a bell curve is also known as the standard deviation. Usually, in terms of like a test score, you know, you would be obviously highest score, top 20th percentile, top 40th, bottom 40th, bottom 20th, stuff like that. This also means that in terms of like mean, median, mode on this graph is that high point. The most amount of people in one shot occupy that point. So let's say that's 10 and on the side, it's 1. So it'd be like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Society's biggest flaw is convincing everybody that they exist on this middle line. When given the numbers and how standard deviation work, data exists all along this entire graph. There will be people who will fall in the lower percentile and in the higher percentile. And most people will be the ones occupying the rest of this graph or this bell curve or this chart. Or the population. So when we talk about being on the spectrum, right? We mean the person falls somewhere on this graph. You could even be on this side of the graph and still have mental challenges. Shit. You could be in a middle line and have mental challenges. This sense of normalcy, which is one of the biggest issues that I find with everything. How are we determining what's normal? How are we saying that everything that's supposed to be right exists on this one line in the middle of the graph? This can apply to almost anything in your life, anything. Anything that concerns points of data or multiple of anything, anything can be determined or mapped out or even conceptualized with this picture. Any industry can occupy this graph. Music, film, think about it. Just keep thinking about it as you look at it. You could even say the x-axis is talent and the y-axis is people. Technically, the y-axis is always people or any a group of anything. I want you guys to comment or stitch or whatever, like just anything that you thought about while watching this video about this graph, how you can apply it to a situation or any kind of structure that you're currently thinking about.